This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by this sponsor. Give your baby that new car freshness with buttered popcorn Jelly Belly Baby Butt Spray from jellybellybabybuttspray.com. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 151.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, 'cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle, even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast. And you thought we pod faded. We just want more time for you to download our video episode, episode 150.
Because it was big. It took a long time.
It was fun, though. Mm-hmm. But I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin.
And I'm Jenny.
And we have a special guest with us again, our friend from Belgium, Winnie.
Yes.
Or you can say your name.
You can say your own name.
I'm Winnie.
Yeah, I realize, you know, sometimes there's that situation where someone does the introduction for you, and all you're left to say is...
Yes.
Hi.
Hello.
Yeah, that's me. Good to be here. But thank you for not saying that, at least. That canned response. Please check us out on the website over at cleancomedypodcast.com. And if you're not already subscribed in iTunes or whatever podcast program you like to use, then you can do that over at cleancomedypodcast.com, and especially leave ratings and reviews in iTunes. But we've got some fun stuff planned for you today, some special surprises too. So let's just jump right into this with our normal audio episode that we like to do. Funny stuff from the last week or so. Now, something happened recently that was... Jeremy is going to relate to this story very well.
Oh,
and it's
great.
Going to remind you, Jeremy, of one of our first episodes we've ever done together. Back like years ago when...
Did you wash more food?
Almost.
Okay.
And
oh, dear.
To find that, though. You have to look up the episode, The Chicken is Revolting, to hear that story that we just referenced. But what happened this time was... In our house, we started to notice a particular stench.
And by our, he means he and Jenny.
Yes, Jenny, my wife. In case anyone forgot, since it's been a few weeks since our last episode.
That's me. Hi.
Or might be the first episode that they've ever listened to.
Could be. But we had this really weird stench in our house.
Wretched.
Really stunk badly.
It smelled of the dead?
It did. And... We have mouse traps set around the house, and I checked all of them. There were no mice anywhere in the house. And I started wondering, is there a mouse trap somewhere we forgot about and it caught a mouse? Or did a mouse somewhere just realize how many mouse traps we've set out and how much we hate it that it just decided to go in a corner and give up its life willingly for us? We could not find the smell. We were going all over the place smelling it.
I narrowed it down to one corner, didn't I?
It seemed like, yeah, it was maybe near the trash can, and it really smelled like something bad and rotting, like zombie flesh. If you've ever smelled zombie flesh, it was very similar to that.
Okay.
Zombie flesh number 5, in fact.
Number.
Thanks for the clarification.
Inevitable, you know. And
indubitably.
Yeah.
That's a fun word. Indubitably.
We checked the trash, and we knew we didn't cook meat or throw any dead mice away or anything like that. We keep all our dead mice. We didn't throw them away in the trash can or anything weird like that that would cause this smell. And I just kept thinking of Jeremy. I mean, I just kept thinking of what rotten chicken smelled like, which it's no lie to say that when I think of rotten chicken, I think of Jeremy.
What?
Because of our past episode, The Chicken is Revolting.
What?
Yeah. So I was thinking, man, this smells like Jeremy. I mean, this smells like dead something, like some kind of dead chicken somewhere or zombie flesh. Well, it turned out...
And the sound of the zombie flesh.
Thank you. Thank you. But it's like maybe chicken zombie, so it's got to add a little cluck cluck. Or cluck
do. That how you kill a zombie?
Yeah. Eat your matches, Adam.
So
like this, I just did to Jeremy.
This ended up being... in our freezer. It seemed like every time we opened the refrigerator, we smelled something was wrong. But we looked all around. We didn't have any expired potatoes this time in the refrigerator. No expired chicken. Nothing in the refrigerator had expired. And all this time, we've been thinking, well, the freezer perfectly freezes and preserves things, so nothing should be going bad in the freezer.
Really, though?
It ended up that there's some wiring short in our freezer. That the light bulb on the inside of the freezer, you know how when you leave it open at night for the night light, that light bulb inside of the freezer was staying on. And we just bought a whole bunch of chicken.
Your refrigerator.
And we had
violated the conundrum of the ages.
It did. The light did stay on when we closed the door. And this light bulb was right next to this chicken. So it was very, very slowly cooking the chicken inside of the freezer.
Sweet.
Just enough so that this several packages of chicken had half of them were just completely rotten. I think one of them was even green, wasn't it? Like some disgusting color.
It smelled really bad.
Purple, Jeremy color.
Oh. Hey, hey.
But... that did remind me of Jeremy. And
shut up.
It made me think that, you know what? If it wasn't for that rotten chicken a while back that I had to wash in the episode, The Chicken is Revolting, then Jeremy, you might never have made it as a co-host on the Ramen Noodle.
Aren't you happy now?
I love rotten chicken.
So that little story reminded me of you. You had no idea that was going to get all sentimental, did it? Did you?
Did it, though?
A little bit.
You remind him of rotten chicken.
No. Rotten chicken.
Actually, can rotten I correct something with your story?
Yes.
The little button that is released and pushed when you open and close the freezer door.
Oh, is that how that works?
It froze.
Just kidding.
With
what?
Water. And that's how it was staying open.
Oh. Fascinating.
It wasn't staying open, it was staying unpushed.
So now you know how to make that happen, folks, if you ever want to just confuse your children.
Yeah. Confuse your children by feeding
just
them
learned.
Bad chicken?
No. They've just learned that the light really does go off when you close the door. You can make that not true.
Otherwise, the chicken will rot, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Jeremy, what's your random noodle update? Oh, by the way, that's episode 13 if you want to check out cleancomedypodcast.com/13. Jeremy, what's your random noodle update?
We are going to real life hashtag the story with, I'm not sure I should share this. So let's be clear to begin with. Now, I am going to try and approach this story with as much care and try to retain as much dignity as was required of the situation itself.
No way. Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
That Jeez. Was very deserving of that
Thanks.
Old clip.
Thanks. So unfortunately, just get this out there, the story is going to take the show back into the bathroom. But as I said, we're gonna be as careful with this as possible. What are you doing?
Backing into
nope,
the bathroom.
Nope, we're not backing, okay. though. It's more of a return backing. So there are only a few things in life that unite all human beings that we all have in common. And one of those is the need for toilet paper or something equivalent to that.
You too?
No way.
I thought that was just me.
Well.
Wait, that's not just an American thing, is it?
No.
Oh, okay.
Daniel.
It's even worse than brunch.
Yes, everybody.
We might tell that story in a moment.
Okay. Yes. All right. So I was at the gym, and a restroom is provided in case that is needed. I took advantage of this. It was late in the taking advantage of that I discovered there was no toilet paper.
Always check before
always you check. Yes, or stand. Always check. Well,
I mean, it's always helpful in any case, just in case you need it.
It's true. It's true. So, as I'm pondering the situation and what to do, I hear that the person next to me clearly has toilet paper and he is using so much. And I'm just thinking, don't you know there are people in the world who don't have any? And listen to you wasting it. You're just wasting it. And so then you start to wonder, do I ask for some? Nope, not doing that. Not doing that. It's so awkward. I briefly considered using a distasteful magazine I had kicked aside earlier. I don't know why it was in there, but it was. Not saying it was too bad, but it was. I was like, what is this doing here? I kicked it, but then I was like, that would make good toilet paper. Didn't do that. We'll just say there are seat covers in there, and those were not gone, and they are made of paper. However, I find them somewhat inadequate to the task. So,
wow.
After taking that temporary measure, and with the other person gone, I decided to go next door and supplement with some real toilet paper.
Oh, shuffling goodness. Your legs with your pants.
No!
Let's not go there!
No!
I just would like to know how many seat covers did you use before you found they were inadequate?
Oh, I was very efficient. Oh. I only used one.
Okay.
No, I mean, I could have survived, but anyway. While I'm next door where there is toilet paper, I hear what sounds like someone going into the stall where I had been.
Oh, no.
And so I'm thinking, do I warn? Oh, this is awkward. This is so awkward. And then it's clear. It's like, oh, he's going to need toilet paper. So what I did was, I pulled the toilet paper in the stall I was now in down low before I left so that if he suddenly panicked and didn't even think about seat covers, he could sort of reach over and grab the toilet paper from the other side.
He could only have done that once, you know, because then he would have ripped it.
Not if he was careful and kept pulling and pulling until he had enough and then ripped
it. Yes, but he was desperate. He wouldn't have been thinking like that.
That's possible. That's possible. So,
I might be speaking from experience.
That's amazing. Yeah, I had already been thinking, oh, I wish it were hanging down low enough to grab. And so I thought, well, I'll pass along that little favor.
You blessed him. I hope.
I did.
I hope he didn't just walk out of there with a nerdy bum.
You and me both.
You paid it forward.
And I was partially concerned about that. I don't need somebody like that running around the gym. So it was also looking out for my own best interests.
For your own behind, so to speak.
I was just covering everyone's behind. So that was uncomfortable.
Great
I hope you
story.
Enjoyed that. I hope you enjoyed that.
You should do the applause little thing.
The monkeys?
Yeah.
I don't.
Daniel's still in. Yay! They really, really, it was nothing. There was nothing.
Great story. Winnie,
yes.
Do you have a random noodle update? Now, you get like a lot more freedom than we do.
Yeah.
Because it's been a while since you've been on here with us. But so what is your random noodle update?
From the last year or so.
I've spent most of this year so far in Suriname to do my internship. I was there for 3 months. And I flew back to Belgium about 5 weeks ago. And when I went through the airport, I had checked in and dropped off my bag and everything was fine. And I was walking out to meet my boss who had dropped me off at the airport when I was stopped by the police. And it was the drug police.
Oh, no.
He started asking me all these questions like, what was the reason for your visit in Suriname and who dropped you off at the airport and did you pack your own bag and all these questions. I was wondering, okay, I guess this is normal. I know there's a lot of drugs smuggling from South America to Europe. I was kind of expecting to be stopped, but the questions just kept coming and coming, and he asked me, so what was your internship about? And I said, yeah, web design, that's what I do, that's what I study. And then he started getting more interested in, oh, where did you do your internship? And I said, yeah, there and there. Oh, where is that in Paramaribo? And I said, yeah, it's there, but they just moved last year and this and that. And I could see my boss outside the door, and she was looking at me, and she was getting more and more worried because I was at the talking with the officer for so long, and she thought I was in big trouble because this was the drug squad. And then he asked me for my email address.
What?
Yes. And he said he wanted to send me an email because he was a web designer in his spare time.
Oh, wow.
He wanted to ask me some questions.
That's really funny.
And then a couple of days after I got home, I really got an email from him.
Did you explain to him? My boss was standing there and...
No. I explained the situation to my boss when I came outside.
Okay.
But
so he might be listening to this podcast.
I never replied to him.
Oh, okay.
That's really funny.
It's their new anti-terrorism thing that just like when you sign up for an account at a website, they need you to verify your email address.
Yeah.
That must be one of the things they're now doing is, would you please verify your email address?
So I should have replied.
Did he hold up a sign with a bunch of messed up looking letters and numbers and say, please read this to prove to me that you're human?
No, thank God.
Portable recaptcha. Itself.
What?
That's what the last captcha that I had. It says, enter these two words. And one of them is an actual word. And the last one happened to be itself. And the other one was like completely jumbled letter. It's not two words. It's one. Well, maybe the other one's a different language. Didn't think Could of be. That.
You do have trouble with that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trouble. Trouble. Trouble.
Well, a goat.
That makes sense.
That's what it was, a goat.
One other thing that happened today that we can share, and Jenny can add anything onto this, and she has my permission to embarrass me from this. But we had our special 150th video, or a video 150th episode, and you can check that out at cleancomedypodcast.com/150 or on youtube.com/noodlemx.
This is our 150th audio episode.
That's true.
Right here, right now.
Well, depending on what you count as audio episodes. But official, yeah, the Ramen Noodle episodes, yes, 150th. But it's one episode 151. Anyway, in our video episode, Jeremy played that video about basically making fun of my confusion with internationals and being overly culturally conscious.
But where are you from?
I have a great music video that you should hear. It's what English sounds like to people who don't speak English.
I want to hear that. I've always wondered that.
I heard it on the radio the other week. It's an old Italian song, but it's really fun.
Okay.
How could they do that? Anyway, what happened is I have this habit because of hosting a podcast with an international audience. I tend to think or try to think internationally. So I try to avoid American colloquialisms, and when I refer to times, I refer to them with the time zone and the GMT time zone, so that way the international audience can get to it that way.
I don't think anybody uses GMT.
Really?
Whoa.
All this time.
All this time.
Maybe
all
the people in England,
should
because
I be
they live there, but...
UTC instead? No. It's the same value, basically. Oh. My hopes.
Maybe you could have like a 15-minute segment.
It's at this time and this,
yes,
these countries.
Just
and this
talking
time
about time.
And now let's have the time segment.
For all you internationals that we love so much.
And then, international.
And then everyone from that country could call in and say what time it will be in their zone. So it'd be this awesome collage of all of this international voice work from everybody around the world. This could be cool.
It sounds like a terrible idea.
Or it
I
could,
love it.
It'd be another style of It's a Small World After All, but it'd be like, it's 7 p.m. after all, it's 8 p.m. after all.
Sounded amazingly horrible.
Anyway, because of this, occasionally I'll say something that I feel that may not translate well to an international audience, so I think this needs to be explained. And this morning, or last night actually, the evening that Winnie got here, I stumbled onto one of these that did not need to be translated. And it was, I said, brunch. It's like in between breakfast and lunch. And Winnie looked at me with this face like, duh.
Yeah,
you're stupid. Like, I know what that is.
You're like, have you heard of brunch?
We had brunch for 500 years before you did.
Did you have I Am an Idiot playing in your head?
A little bit. All of the pop-ups would not go away.
The pop-up.
I am an idiot. Apparently, it's a mix of Looney Tunes and other stuff.
Apparently. Mm-hmm. Have you heard of Looney Tunes?
Yeah.
Good.
So,
never heard of them.
Are you being serious right now?
No.
Okay. I didn't think so. I wasn't even asking you.
But I did get Winnie's help on something because, let's face a simple fact. English is not exactly the prettiest language out there. Winnie, say something in your language.
Says who?
What do you want me to say?
Say something. The chicken is revolting.
That's not an easy sentence.
Oh, okay. Say, where is the bathroom?
Where is the badkamer?
Oh, see, that is so much nicer sounding than where's the bathroom?
Where's like, the bathroom? Like
so, considering how much more beautiful a language other than English is.
Oh, wait a minute. Winnie, can you say that so sassy?
I don't know if we have a proper translation for sassy.
Snazzy, maybe?
Or... snotty.
Let me think about it.
Okay.
I'll get back to you.
Okay.
Well, I got...
I'll be waiting with bated breath.
I got Winnie's help on this next segment.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you guys, our listeners. We got an email in from one of our listeners, and here's what we decided to do. Because of the nature of this email, it works so much better to work this in a more beautiful language. And let me read the first part of this email and then explain what this is. This says, hey, Noodles, I just wanted to let you know that my girlfriend, this came from John or Eden's Peace. He said, hey, Noodles, I just wanted to let you know that my girlfriend, M-Dash, got me hooked on you guys. As a favor, since she really likes you guys and are big in her life, could you read my love letter to her? So I thought English is just not adequate for John's love letter to M-Dash, his girlfriend. And so then I asked Winnie to translate this for us, and you'll get to hear that in a moment. But then I realized, you know, our audience doesn't quite understand that language. So then I decided to call it in as a voicemail because voicemail is so much more personal just writing an email. So I think like John could have gotten much more boyfriend points if he had called this in to his girlfriend. But
fail.
So I'm helping him out here. I'm being a slight little teaching you some Don Juan techniques here. And I took Winnie's translation of John's email and then read it back to Google Voice and had Google then transcribe my attempt to read Winnie's language into Dutch. Google Voice. Dutch. Yes, thank you.
One of those internationals.
I didn't want to just say Belgian because I knew that wasn't right. It's like Belgian chocolate and Belgian language.
No. Dutch. We have several languages in Belgium.
Well, like dark chocolate, white chocolate. I'm sorry.
And milk chocolate.
So here is the love letter to M-Dash by Community Effort. So I suggest and dash and eight made in it. Dot it. Jason aging Angie's hey yesterday. Brandon, your heart ache. Or you can had Clinton hopping. Dot Ecton, the owner and it image. In this isn't city's stand door, I will send storming that died. We haven't a Mac. We haven't make a Mac. Jay Bennett. Hats missed since Mr. Cheers nice Jay. And they were in the got it just me. Through the region this is in. Net and then send tested. Seuss, my yesterday you can reach. Dot the ramen noodle. Dollar angry it is in Joe an 11. 3, 6 stocks. Font did 3 best E. Many other was only J. Today's July 10th. We can. What to cancel? Mark and 8 will dot. It's a week. Dot G special. Then 2 more news. They kept noise, dear girlfriend, finding that I'm going to even of home. I am and Devon. Those tickets by noon. True, Hall 8, homeland of yore and all. I'll on cheese on the say 7 p.s. J.U.'s, I'll also we can. You know unit, criticism. Life the job. Evan's Keys.
Wow. That was beautiful.
So beautiful.
Best love M-dash. Letter ever.
You've got a keeper. And now let's trace this a little bit backwards to give this the actual credit.
That's kind of how it sounded when you read the letter.
Yeah. No, it was worse.
Yeah.
It was way worse.
It's true. It's true.
So I'll let Winnie read it in her actual language so I don't butcher it like I did when I read it. Go ahead.
Liefste M-dash, in de 8 maanden dat ik je ken, ben je de beste vriendin waar ik ooit had op kunnen hopen. Bedankt om aan mijn zij te staan door alle stormen die we hebben meegemaakt. Je bent het meest fantastische meisje in de wereld. God heeft me gezegend met een fantastisch meisje. Ik weet dat de ramen noedel belangrijk is in jouw leven, dus ik dacht dat dit de beste manier was om je te laten weten wat ik voel. Maar M, ik wil dat je weet dat je speciaal bent voor mij. Ik heb nooit eerder van iemand gehouden of om iemand gegeven zoals ik van jou hou. Ik hou van jou en zal altijd om je geven. PS, je zal altijd mijn prinses zijn. Liefs, John.
Oh. So that's how you pronounce all of those words.
You got the ramen noodle, right?
Yeah.
That one pretty much translates everywhere. It's like, I happened to find my iPad today switched to French mode.
Oh, really?
But I did recognize certain things on it, like iCloud and email and other stuff. But to give John the full credit that Don Juan deserves for his email, here it is in the original English. Dear M-dash, in the 8 months that I have known you, you've, you know, maybe Jeremy, you should read this.
What?
Do it, Jeremy.
That's okay.
In the 8 months that I have known you, you have been the most amazing and the bestest friend I could ever ask for. Thanks for being by my side through all the storms we have had. You are the most amazing girl in the world. God has blessed me with an amazing girl. I know that the ramen noodle... Wait, that the ramen noodle, he got that right. He put the 2 thes in there, is big in your life. So I thought, what greater way to let you know how I feel? But, Em, I want you to know that you are special to me. Also before you, I have never loved or cared about anybody as much as I have you. I love you and will always care for you. P.S. You will always be my July 10th. I mean, my princess. Love, John. Eden's peace.
You have some problems with English as well.
And then he had some other stuff here in PS. Canadians for the win! And then postscript, I ride polar bears to the mall and have a pet penguin.
What?
Then he says, I am Canadian and proud of it. I like making fun of being Canadian, so I love your humor.
Humor!
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 From John. Thank you, John. And as the chat room is appropriately saying, maybe after this, he might get one of those Dear John letters.
M-Dash is crying in the chat room.
Aww. I think maybe during reading, M-Dash might have been like, "Ooh, it's hot in here."
Is that how M-Dash sounds?
But we have some very serious advice, though, to give, that this comes from a very special company that wants to help make everyone's relationships better in their lives. This audio is really best for Noodles in the News. So that's why this is Noodles in the News, which isn't really about noodles. But it's just about stuff we find somewhere and we feel it's newsworthy. So you're going to get it here. And this is good advice to John and all the bleeding heart romantics out there. Talks.
When words just aren't enough, say it with bacon.
Wow.
Fall in love with the original strip.
Bacon. Is there any meat more noble? There isn't. What is superior flavor but the marriage of perfection and how something tastes?
What?
I always challenge my team to cut smarter because every strip of bacon has its own unique symmetry. Like a snowflake. The bacon will tell you how it wants to be cut. All you have to do is listen, and the bacon will show you the way. Nature. She provides the bacon strip, but our cure perfects it. Because while liquid smoke says I'm not that into you, real hardwood smoke says, take me to the symphony.
Cut. Color. Cure, consistency. These are the four facets of the Oscar Mayer original strip. When it's time for the ultimate expression of love, say it on a plate. Give a gift from the Oscar Mayer original collection. Available for a limited time only at sayitwithbacon.com.
Wow.
That reminded me of an Apple commercial. Or those keynotes when Johnny Ivy is speaking.
We will have that video in the show notes because you guys have got to watch the video also and see what's going along with it. But we'll have that in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/151 for you to check that out. Please go check it out. And remember, when you have a special someone in your life, they need bacon. And that's pretty much like all that that is for. So say it with bacon.
Take me to the symphony.
And wear Old Spice when you're doing that too.
So if you're giving, if you're a guy giving a girl bacon, you're saying, take me to the symphony?
Actually, see, this was
the other way.
This was the other way. This would be, you're right. I gave bad advice here. This is what M-Dash should do to really show her love and affection back to John.
Sure.
Is get bacon for him, and he will love you for it. The
Unless
original
he's
collection.
Allergic, because that would be attempted murder.
I think even if someone is allergic to bacon,
attempted
they
murder
still
with
want
love.
It.
Oh, well, he says he's not. He's in the chat room. He says he's not. So
that's good.
You're clear on the bacon.
Speaking of the chat room, we've got some awesome people hanging out with us in the chat room tonight. Dachshund, the Dog King 101, Aaron J, M-Dash, Eden's Peace, our two lovebirds there, and several other anonymouses in there, and many of the usuals, Maddie and Spytech12, whom I have been killing all of his worms for him, and many others.
He has.
Yeah, and Belle Nicholson and more there. And We'd love for you to be part of our live show too. Now, during the summer, our schedule is a bit different. We haven't decided if we're going to podcast consistently through the summer, but usually if we're going to podcast, it'll be on a Wednesday night, probably either 6 or 7 p.m. But be sure to follow us on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle to get the announcements from me as I tweet them. And you can also check the schedule as we update it over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live to see what episodes are coming up and when. But you can get the show notes for this episode at cleancomedypodcast.com/151. And you can follow each of us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis. You can follow me on Twitter at TheRamenNoodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me at twitter.com/phlegon. That's P-H-L-E-G-O-N.
And I'm Jenny, and you can follow me at twitter.com/jennysnook.
No, I'm Winnie, and you can follow me at twitter.com/nevrothwen. That's N-E-V-R-O-T-H-W-E-N.
And Jenny, did you have anything that you wanted to add to our listeners?
No.
They're complete people. Okay. Well, next time life makes you feel like an angel, keep laughing because you're not the only one. And thanks for listening. I'm just running out of time.
Yeah, I can tell.
Noodle Proper Comische Podcast is een trots lid van de Noodle Mix Network. Vind meer podcasts die je doen denken, lachen en slagen op noodle.mx.
Nice.
La fiest imdas. In de eet meenden dat ik je ken ben zie. Te beste brinden. Jaar ik ooit had op konen open. Barakten om en im jim zij te stan door al stormen die we heaven megamak. Ze bent het meest van geest of tisch. Nice jay in de world. God hest me gutergend met een fantastic tisch. Nice jay eat wheat dat the ramen noodle. Darling Greek is in Joe Levin Deus Ik Docs taught that the bestie minier was om je te Latin weaken wat ik dol. Mar en ik wil dat je weet dat je special bent moor nies. Ik heb nooit eerder van een ding gehouden of om een kajavan, zoals ik van jouw hou, ik hou van jouw en zal allergies om je zeven. P.S. Je zal allergenen mijn prinses zeggen. Life, John. Eden's peace.